We back, another episode. You feel me? We got stunning in this thing, you feel me? You
finally tapped in, man. You finally got me on that motherfucker.
Overdue, you feel me?
Overdue.
We got Ethadius the Third.
What's happening, you feel me? Drunk as fuck.
As he should be. He deserve it, you feel me?
Excuse me.
So we pre-gaming right now, you feel me? We're finna turn up in a little bit.
Pre-gaming, finna see what this Vegas hit for.
You feel me? Had to get away from the 9-to-5s and the want, you feel me? And the responsibilities for a night.
The town, had to get away.
Yeah, had to get away, man. It'd be stressing. Just walking outside and seeing, like, we was on the way over here, bro. And we looking at the mountains. And we was like, man, we're like, in Fresno, bro, you don't got no good scenery. You feel me? You wake up in the morning, you might be in a good mood. You open that front door, bro. You looking, and it's like
it's the same shit. Same shit.
You feel me? So it feels good to take this little trip out here, this little short vacation.
Oh yeah, man.
It'd be cool, even though it's an up and back type thing. We was up at 4 a.m, bro.
Bro, you good with them drives?
I can't, bro.
I don't know how you do them drives, bro.
Okay, but check this out. You know how I had my work release today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you what happened at the last work release, though.
No, bro.
I had to take off on somebody, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I had to take off, bro. Look, okay, because look. I don't gangbang.
Yeah.
I'm me. Yeah. I'm affiliated. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, we go up there, bro. It's a number of people from Bakersfield, right?
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, right? So we go, the whole day is cool, bro. Like, ain't nobody tripping. They know, you feel me, chopping up. Oh, you from here? No, I'm from Fresno, bro. Hey, okay, how was it out there? Woo, woo, woo. It's good.
Shit, it's just like Bakersfield.
But there was an essay, an amigo. Mm. So, but the whole time, he chopping it up, too.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, it's good. Like, I ain't tripping off of you. Ain't tripping off me. I ain't tripping off of you, bro. So, the whole day, we working together. Everybody's, you know, everything's good. We getting ready to hop in the van to get back, right? Oh, boy was like, hey, so you from Fresno? So I'm like, yeah, bro. He was like, man, well, F Fresno. Woo, woo, Fresno. I'm like, all right, bro. Like, you feel me? He's like, nah, my brother got killed by somebody from Fresno. Woo, woo. Fuck everybody from there. So now I'm taking it personal. Yeah, you feel me? I'm like, hold on, bro. Like, what you mean, bro? So he was like, bro, I need that, bro. As soon as we get back to downtown, mm-hmm. I said, he goes, I need that. So I'm like, okay, bro, you feel me? It's good. He get on the phone, bro. Start calling, hey, I need you to meet me up here. So I'm like, ah,
he one of them type niggas.
So he an essay, though. He a scrap, right? So he an essay. He talk like, hey, fool, and all that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, man, well, I hope they don't come up there with no bangers or nothing, you feel me? Right. So we hop off the van, bro, and we walking right there where we had parked today, E.
Mm-hmm.
Walking over there. He get back on his phone. So he trying to call. He texting or whatever.
Yeah.
So what's up, bro? He was like, oh, no, hold on. Give me a minute. I'm not finna get. So I walk up to him and just bow, take off on him, bro.
Yeah.
Straight
yeah.
up.
Dang,
bow. Stumbled. You feel me? Oh, he.
Woke his gang up.
Black dude from Bakersfield, though, come up, try to swing and grab me. So I got to swing on him. You feel me? A quick look. I don't know what he was feeling. I don't know if he don't like niggas from Fresno. I don't know. You feel, I don't know if that was his boy. I don't know. But then he like jumped back. So you feel me? So I'm waiting right there. I'm standing. Oh boy, like still stumbling, like wobbly legs. So he start like holding onto the cars and
yeah.
And then he just like walk away. So I'm like, okay, I'm not finna wait. I'm not finna be no dummy. So you feel me? I'll hop in the Merrill, bro, and take off.
On everything, bro.
So he was up there today too, but he wouldn't trip. He didn't even say nothing.
Yeah, see,
but it's just
hey,
like
that's how you gotta wake nigga games up, though.
Yeah. Because
when nigga test you, and he think you ain't gonna fight, bro, you sock the nigga out, bro. He ain't gonna fuck with you no more.
Oh, it's gonna be all love and respect.
Yeah, yeah, that's why you ain't.
You should have seen E today. He said, bro, if he come up with their people, I'm finna run them over with a car, bro.
Yeah,
you got, I mean, and we out there.
No, you don't do no shit like that, bro. If you want to fade a nigga, why you gotta call all your partners and shit?
Shit, not even that, because first, it, nigga said he was chopping up.
He was cool the whole work release, bro.
Shit. That's some weird
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know what I mean? That is, yeah.
Hey, them the type of niggas that get. I ain't trying to think like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah.
Them weirdo ass niggas, man. Right. Them the ones you can't trust, bro. That's
yeah.
good you got on, because the nigga probably called his partners and got hard.
Yeah. So I had to dip. But today was cool, bro. We had to hit the road like at 4:30 in the morning. You feel me? Touched down, went over there, bro. We drove. I hopped in the van, right, to do the program?
Yeah.
Bro, I hop in the van, bro. We drive How far was it, bro? Like two, bro. We were damn near to Barstow, bro. We went all the way to Boron, bro. We went in the van for the work release from Bakersfield. We drove all the way to Mojave, and then drove to Boron, bro, which was about 2 hours, damn near.
Damn.
To go to the dump and go take care of the work there. Like 30 minutes of work, bro. And then drove all the way back. Then I had to drive all the way back out here.
That's some bullshit. They know what they doing, though. So if you don't show up, what happened?
Custody.
Yeah.
The warrant. Yeah. I'm in custody, yeah. And then, you know, if I go in custody, bro, in Kern County, bro, I'm going straight to the hall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you feel me? So it's just, I'm trying to knock it out, bro.
Well, how long you got? You got
just a little 10-day thing.
Cool, then.
I got 3 more of them to knock out.
That's still some bullshit. They try to catch a nigga. They try to make a nigga not show up, bro.
Yep.
Niggas don't feel like going to Bakersfield every day.
Man,
they make it seem like that's Clovis or something, bro.
Bro, that's gas. That's time, bro. That's a 2-hour drive, damn near, bro.
And you do that shit every day.
That shit crazy, bro.
Yeah,
you feel me? But we out here, you feel me? So it's well deserved, man.
I got a question for y'all. Y'all hear that new two chains?
I just heard it today at the work thing. At the work program, I was just slapping it today. How you feel about it?
It's cool.
It's different though, right?
He talking about shit, bro.
Didn't I tell you?
He actually spitting, bro.
Didn't I tell you though? It ain't on no trap. It's on like a deeper kind of.
He been going hard like that for.
Oh yeah. He sneak here and there.
You feel me? But
you can tell his mindset a little shifted now.
Hey, I ain't finna lie though. Even on that Lil Chris chicken and beer, that nigga with Teddy Boy, I think he started the album like a little intro. He went in like a couple songs on Chicken and Beer. The nigga came out with Player Circle and shit with Wayne. And niggas always talk about Wayne did this. And yeah, the song's dope because of Wayne. But 2 Chainz did his shit.
Hey, if you listen to it today and hear what he was talking about,
it was some shit, everything, bro.
You like, man, this nigga speaking.
Niggas, I'm on my 1,000.
I think he underrated, bro.
But you know what he got to do?
Because he made hits, bro. But you know what it is with him, though?
He not underrated.
As far as lyrics, bro. No, because
he underrated because people don't look for him like that. You feel me?
Like, they think he gonna make a banger, a club thing, like. And which, like, come on, he the one, she got a big booty, so I call her big booty. Like, yeah. they expect just something to churn up to.
You know what he should have did, bruh?
Which is my son's favorite song.
He should have called Wayne when he was in his prime, and they should have did a mixtape, bruh, him and Wayne.
Yeah, because the one they did together was kind of like too overdue.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, right now, you can't do that with Wayne. Wayne ain't the prime Wayne, bruh. Come on, man, it's over with.
You think it's over with?
I mean, he still got bars.
But it's compared to the prime Wayne, bro. It's over. Like, he still spit, bro, but
he still got some stupid stuff, bro. Remember, I told you we had this conversation, bro. The last Tupac, when we was in Vegas for New Year's, when Dre was talking about Cassidy better than Wayne.
I was listening to that with your boy.
Tay Squeezer.
Yeah.
Not the Hutch Pleaser.
That little nigga said Cassidy was. Okay, tell me.
Wait. Cassidy was.
Dre's a Cassidy fan.
Cassidy better than Wayne?
He said.
He is, though.
I don't. Freestyle?
No.
Whoa.
Bad rap?
So what you trying to say? Like.
I just think overall, I think Wayne's better than him.
Overall.
Cassidy's weak. I'm not saying. Cassidy got bars.
Overall, yeah.
But I just think.
Because Wayne can get on the track and do whatever. Cassidy can't get on tracks and.
I think Cassidy got more bars, maybe.
Yeah, he do.
But Wayne got better wordplay.
And all bunch of shit, how he ride the beat.
Wayne's just smart, bro.
Cause Cassidy, he more he like say a some power rapper type.
Stupid
nigga.
Stuff that like
yeah. I mean, cause if you really peep game, a lot of niggas that battle rap that got stupid bars that can really embarrass niggas. A lot of them niggas can't make songs like this song.
Shout out Hollow the Don.
You feel me? They can't, and a lot of these niggas know that. Like they tell you, like, bro, I'm just a battle rapper. Yeah. I ain't making no mixtapes, none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got one of them partners that can. They can just freestyle, but they get on the track and be flat, bro.
Minioker.
Don't know how to ride the beat or nothing.
Shout out Sick Nasty.
Man, please. Yeah, pretty much.
Because he was he would gas, bro, for like 5 minutes straight, just off the top, like talking about whatever. But on the song,
get lost, huh?
Yeah, he went that one.
Man, when you get on track, you gotta be on a whole nother feel. You feel me? You gotta be on some psychedelic shit.
On everything, bro.
You gotta hit different pockets and talk about different. It be on different styles. You can't just be hella mad and huffy puffy and shit. Cause battle rap, you know, a lot of niggas get fucked up in battle rap. Sometimes be a little shooing or a little fist of cups. Mm-hmm. A battle rap, anything can happen, nigga. Cause niggas talk about your baby mama, your son, your
daughter.
It's
true, but a lot of it's staged though, bruh.
Yeah, it's staged. Yeah.
A lot of it is, but you still have to. Some of it ain't when old boy took off on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You feel me?
I forgot his name. New York dude. Yep. And they even Hollow and what's the other Hollow? No, what's the other Don?
That nigga's crazy, bro.
You know. Oh, so I'm but sure. It's serious, though. That backpack back there,
but yeah, I'm saying, like, we
you done with that one right there?
Oh, I was trying to look for it still,
it's right here, yep.
Oh, it's cool, man. But,
oh, you might have to open the door, because he get tested.
Ooh. Oh, you got the randoms?
I'm cool.
No, be good, bro. You can take it there.
You ain't gonna...
You show?
That shit don't show up on you on,
So it's secondhand?
Yeah, that shit don't
show. Nah, bro. Well, I'm hot, so I'm open my door, bro.
Yeah. But I'm saying with Wayne, I think Wayne just got older, bro. Like he ain't fell off, he just got older. He know how to play with the beats and shit. Instead of back then, you know, mixtapes, he'd just spit, bro. Like straight out, just spit. But now,
I think Wayne knows too, like, bro, I done put in all this work, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, nigga, he said.
But even then, like, okay, so his new stuff, so which goes back to the podcast we had when, last time we was out here.
Yeah.
So we talking, I played a song, and Dre was like, bro, he ain't good, bro, he garbage now. Like,
now he wildin'.
So you feel me? So I'm like, oh, I'm like, bro, like, did you listen to the words? He was like, bro, he making up words, and he woo-woo. Like,
well,
you
know how Wayne,
but that's what I'm saying. But he was like, nah, bro, he ain't got it at woo. So I just felt like Dre was hating. He was being biased towards Cassidy because that's his favorite rapper. You feel me?
See, I
but like, right. Wayne still got it though, bro.
Wayne got it, bro. It's no way you can lose that. Wayne got it, man. Cause he's smart, bro. It's all about being smart. You mm-hmm. feel me? And Wayne say shit that you gotta keep rewinding, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the Carter dropped, bro. When he just
What? I remember nigga. That shit vividly. Nigga, Fresno was hot.
Nigga,
you know what? My baby mama listen to this. I can't even say all that. But look. Nigga, on the East, nigga, the East was smacking. I remember this day vividly. Nigga, I think it was like summertime, winter. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. You know, the shit not Googleable. But, nigga, everybody was outside. Nigga, it was like a few of the cuties out. They from somewhere from the West. It was me and this nigga right here, Cortez. We outside talking about the shit. Boom. And one of the niggas was like, bruh. After I heard that three-peat, bro, I turned that shit off.
He had to let that. Yeah, let that resonate, he said.
He was like, nigga, he waited till the next day because his ears were so like, damn, he was ready for all that. That
shit crazy.
And be honest with you, from Card 3 was what? 08, 09? What was that? I'm tripping? Like 08?
It was 08. Okay, I was from high school, bro.
08 from 2014 when Kendrick dropped Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. It hasn't been a feel like that. Oh, maybe. Nah. Yep. It's 2014.
Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, bro, might be the hardest.
But see. Okay.
Hip-hop album.
See, I got mixed. I don't even think that's Kendrick's best.
What's the best?
Nah, bro, because I just. Maybe.
I don't know about that.
No. That. What you saying, best album?
From him. Nah, well, best project by him.
What you think then?
Bro, I'm a Section 80.
I was just finna say that.
I'm a Section 80, bro.
Ooh, but
that's
no,
more
Section
like mixtape,
80,
though.
Yeah,
that's
I just like the whole.
But listen,
the way he put the whole thing together, bro.
Section
I think it was
has
just
some
genius,
that
bro.
You can be like,
which one? It's just deep, bro. It might not be your.
But that Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, bro.
Nah,
so
yeah. I mean, I can't. I'm not gonna sit here and be mad like y'all tripping, because I can see how somebody would feel that. I just, me personally. I just like the whole Section 80 better, bro.
Yeah, it's hard.
Man, look.
And the rest of his albums, stupid. Bro, is...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just...
The one with Kunta.
Yeah.
That whole thing. What
a
was
lot
it?
Of niggas
Pimp
like
a Butterfly. But that was cold.
You know
like,
why?
Like that shit?
No, you know why? Because it's the niggas that just want to hear the beats.
Oh, yeah. They
the ones that want to hear that.
Yeah,
see, and look. So even me, bro, because look.
Everything.
With me, bro, I tend to shy away from songs that are on the radio. I don't like radio songs, bro. I feel like it's
But nowadays you gotta deal with it because every rapper gotta drop a single.
Yeah, but okay, I mean, but it takes me a while because everybody's listening to that. It's like I don't want to be like everybody else. So when Swimming Pools was on, you feel me? I didn't really like.
See, and it's crazy because when Swimming Pools was on the radio, I never looked at it like that. It never gave me that mainstream vibe, bro. Like,
it didn't, but it's just I hated that everybody was playing it or Don't Kill My Vibe and all that, right?
Now when you listen to it
in the whole thing and you understand like, when he's talking, damn, when he's on the phone and he was like, where my dominoes? Everything. Now I could appreciate it.
See,
It was West Coast like a motherfucker.
Bruh.
On anything. Because, nigga, I wasn't expecting that. Because I heard the Session A's and all the shit he did with Saha the Prince and all that shit with the ugly ass nigga from L.A.
Saha my nigga, though, bruh.
Terrence Martin producing beats.
Saha like, my nigga, bruh. Like, I still to this day slap that Black History Project, bruh.
Saha don't get no respect. If we talk about real bars and making dope songs,
you know what he need to do? Nigga needs to sign with TDE, bro.
Yeah, he do.
I just think he should do his own thing. He did the sign thing with Good Music, and shit happened.
Yeah. But look who leading Good Music?
Exactly.
Oh, the little crazy nigga with the go air, right?
Yeah, Messi. My fault.
Man, slap that nigga on TDE, man.
That's what I would do, bro. Because TDE still lets them be who they are, bro.
You see all these new people they signing? They on the under with they shit. They ain't like QC signing, like who they got? Who QC got? Migos and like mainstream shit.
Oh yeah. You right. That's more like commercial.
Yeah, think about it. They more commercial, but they getting money like a motherfucker. TDE ain't worrying about that. You see, they getting Grammys, bro.
Yeah, they good, nigga.
They getting Grammys.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to my nigga J Rock, bro. He deserves it. He deserves it.
You heard that one with Mozzie? The J Rock and Mozzie with DCNBR.
Bruh, J-Rock delivered with that album, bruh.
Yeah, matter of fact, my nigga Stunning Man, look, a couple weeks ago or a week ago, don't quote me on that, I'm Keith. Nigga, we had a debate. We was like, who the niggas on the West Coast, young niggas though. Not no, shout out to the OGs, you know what I'm saying, and all that, but fuck all that. Talk about the young niggas. I'm talking about the young niggas from the Bay, Fresno, L.A., like who really... For a skill and putting it out there, you feel me? Like, yeah, I mean, I really represent for the whole West Coast in their own region. But young California, though, like, who really pushing that shit? Like,
you talking about young as far as age or young as far as career?
Just
young
career.
As a new, yeah. Like a G Perico to
That's
me.
That's what
is
I was
young.
Just thinking.
G Perico hard. Yeah, man. Y'all heard of One Take J?
Not One Take J. Where you from, L.A.?
Yeah. No, when he from the Bay. I think he from Sac. See, I'm the type of nigga, I don't think Sac is the Bay.
It's not.
It's not.
Yeah, see, and I'm that type of nigga.
It's not.
I be telling niggas that all the time, man. I don't think Sac is the Bay. It's the Bay is anything in the area.
It's nothing like. He
that's
don't
by
get
the water, the one that's
on. I think One Take J, I think he from Sac. But he got a few, but L.A. winning right now, though.
I don't know.
Rich, I don't know. Oh, Rowdy, I would just tell this
Roddy
thing,
Rich,
bro. Yeah,
he killing everybody.
Who else from L.A.? Oh, yeah, G. We know G. Perico doing his thing.
Let me look real quick.
Let me see. Oh, well, I don't know, see. But when you consider Don Kenny an OG?
Don Kenny fell off.
Yeah, OG. No, the last one he just put me on, bro.
Bro, don't say that.
The last one he just put me on?
Shit got me sick because I was on Dom K was my nigga,
bro. That was... Hold on, for a minute.
What new shit, man?
What's that shit?
Bro, for a minute, that was my favorite rapper, bro.
Don Kenny Volume 2.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, man.
You not feeling that?
Let me see. Oh, it's...
Nigga, the whole album slap.
Yeah, it's... But compared to his old
like Yellow
shit,
album,
compared God, to see, that, you can't do that to die, bro. Like,
compared to
no,
when
no.
I come around, my
ooh, that,
hey,
that's
party,
the one. Did I just have to slap that though?
Oh, it hurt, bro. It hurt me. But you know what got me off Dom K was that last album, bro. Not this.
Nah, bro. I'm talking about for like the last three mixtapes. The LA Ain't For Sale.
Oh yeah. That was disappointing.
No, bro. He been terrible since Best After Bobby Part 2.
This shit, Volume 2 was solid, bro. It's just like I think my expectations for him is.
I know, bro.
He fell off with these last couple mixtapes and stuff that he put out. Sounded whack.
Dom K.
I had to stop thinking like that. Cause when I think of Dom K, I think of bro. I was slapping Dom K. it's crazy, though, because we in Vegas, bro. The first time I put this on my nigga right here, man, my bro, I was like, bro, this nigga from L.A., I was like, nigga, 97, this nigga slapping. Play right now.
1997.
Bro. He was like, who's this, bro? It was two, some other off-brand two-ass niggas in the back, right? But they knew the broly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, they feeling them too. Like, bro, home, this don't care. Like, oh, y'all know about it? Like, yeah, nigga, woo. I'm like, okay, boom. After that, Get Home Safely came out. Nigga, a hell
bro,
of
we went to Rasputin's how many times hell looking for that?
Performance. Nigga, like 3-4 times. They didn't have the physical copy where it's see. Look, if I get off my fast and go to Rasputin's where CDs don't exist, but if I want to get off my ass, man, and pay some money to support you, then you doing your goddamn thing.
Oh,
but after the third time, I gave up. I just downloaded that shit because it wasn't there.
Hey,
but,
that shit's still cracking out there?
What?
Rasputin? Nah, it's over with him.
It's pretty it's there, but it ain't.
You want to collect some shit. You know what I mean? I think about it, make me a man cave with a big ass picture of Mac Dre.
Oh, my mom.
You know what I mean? And hella like vinyl. No CDs, no cassettes, straight vinyl. Mm. You know what I mean? And niggas can't step in that room unless some
I was just talking about. I was just talking about the tapes, though, bro. I'm a tape. Like, I love the way the tape sounds when you put it in and close the.
Yeah.
Like the we was listening to Too Hard for the Radio, and in the beginning, how the intro,
it's
like, give me some of that Mac Dre, and how they put the tape in the thing, that sound, bro, that's what I grew up on.
Hard.
You feel me?
Motherfuckers dumb, too. Like, the speakers was, like, more.
So what's your favorite Dom song, then?
Ooh, that's your favorite Dom song? Shit, it's too many, bro.
Yeah,
it's never motherfucking I Love Dom.
Hit him with the new blue and white, just be cool. Had number 8 Jordans unlaced with the 2 strap.
What? Nigga,
I think mine is When I Come Around, bruh.
Is that the one, the video you did out here in Vegas?
Which one?
What that shit called, bruh? You did the video out here in Vegas, though. Cause I was on it, bruh. That shit was hard, dog. That shit was hard.
When he was in the desert?
No, he did. He had it on the strip. And then I think he
was. Oh, that was Designer.
Yeah.
That was like, bro, 4 years ago. Yeah. Yep. Like 4 or 5 years. Yeah, yep, Dom been around. That's why I said, do we consider him a young boy?
No, no, he a vet, bro.
Oh,
yeah,
a vet.
It's over.
Yeah, he been around for
Dom
a
minute. Dom chilling, man.
Well, see, now, Dom haven't fell off. Okay, that's in that.
Yeah, I don't think he fell off, but he.
I can tell you fell off.
Who?
Scheme. Oh, Scheme fell off.
Scheme on that shit, bro.
Is he?
You see how niggas like a knock? All skinny and shit. Like a knock,
bro. That like Welcome that. To Inglewood. Was it two? That was my.
That's the shit for sure.
Look at Vlad. Look at the Vlad interview.
Nah, this nigga scratching himself.
Out of there,
bro.
I don't even want to look at
boy,
that,
out of bro. There. I don't know if it's the syrup. I ain't never seen nobody look like that off no syrup, though.
Bro, this nigga got hella skinny.
Yeah, bro.
Weird shit. He was on some Currency be doing his little vlogs and shit. Shout out to Currency. Nigga, and he was in there. Like, he walked in, he had the double cup, bruh. Nigga's hands all skinny and bruh. Elbows and shit. For real, bruh.
Check that out after, bruh. That hurt, bruh. Because that one, that Khalil song that he had was dope.
He got slapper.
The one time for Pimp.
But I wasn't feeling him like that ever. Like,
nah, that one time for Pimp was stupid.
Yeah, but I always knew he didn't. It's some niggas that you know that's going to be done, bruh.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, and he was one of them. And then I think, I forgot what I heard. The most recent shit he dropped, it probably was a track or something. I heard that shit, and I'm like, man.
He didn't got it.
Yeah, it's over with.
Because some people don't got that. Some exactly. people lost themselves. Like,
yep.
Like, certain people, like, even if you didn't haven't took the time to listen to the motherfuckers for like a year.
You know.
Nigga, you tap back in, they still got some hot shit.
Look, like, man, y'all niggas fuck with HD?
No.
Off and on.
Off and on?
Off and on.
I never, you know, I was never
yeah,
an
I know
HD.
You, I try to get you on, but you going to
fuck. Chicken nuggets, my shit. I was like that shit in Alaska.
Yeah, he fell off, bro. Got a nigga sick. Because he's damn near my favorite rapper, bro. Everything. But
you
done.
Think he fell off of you? You didn't like that DJ Fresh joint?
Oh, yeah, the DJ. You know DJ Fresh gonna always deliver slaps,
nigga,
bro.
Nigga, for real. Nigga, that's why.
But
nigga.
Anything else from that, it's all, that DJ Fresh, the Fresh
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
hard, bro. That was what? Years ago, though. But he done dropped projects, a few of them, but that DJ Fresh, bro.
Every time DJ Fresh, I was telling bro, I was like, DJ Fresh make me tap in different rappers I don't usually listen to.
Oh, my mama, dude.
You feel me? I'm still waiting for 50 Rich and DJ Fresh. I know that finna be stupid.
I don't know what's going on. Why they ain't did it?
Oh, that finna be stupid.
I don't know, because Filthy talk about the same shit, bro.
Yeah, but see, that's a DJ Fresh. He ain't got a DJ Fresh beat, though. DJ Fresh come with some shit.
What else can Filthy talk about?
I don't know.
Riding in the foreign. Come on, man.
I don't know. Like,
yeah,
sometimes Filthy just pop out nowhere, just deliver. Then all his rest of shit be like, it just sound like he talking. But like,
he grew on me, bro. Over the years, Filthy grew on me because I didn't fuck with him.
I still don't. Too many Mexicans do.
Man, Mexicans fuck with everything, bro.
Bruh. Yeah, they
mess with Andre Nicotina.
Hey, don't sleep on, man.
Bro. No, he quit his style. Hey,
niggas used to get on me though back then about that.
I wonder why.
It was a few. Andre Nicotina got a few.
He do. He got a couple.
He got a few.
But bro, some of it be just like, bro.
I'm not searching for him though.
Fuck
all that.
He might be on a related video pop up or something.
Not even that. I suggested.
Hey, that's cool though, nigga, because they got tapped in with San Quinn. He has slappers. I have tapped in San Quinn since the Rock album. That's had to be like
Quinn. See, I've never been a fan of Quinn. Like, I mean, he dope. His style is just like hit and miss with me.
I meant to send y'all that when y'all was on the way. I was gonna send it to your phone. I just heard he just dropped the track on Friday.
Yeah, okay, I gotta check that out.
Who, San Quinn?
Bruh. Cause that's, you know, he was on that shit too, bro, and he was talking about it.
Yeah, he was on Hammer.
Yeah, he said he gonna clear up though. Yeah, hey, he dropped a slap, my nigga.
Yeah, he got some shit, bro. But I was impressed. I was like, damn, they tapped back in with San Quinn for some years. I was like, oh, I think he got it. But as far as some young shit like Chippers, I like Chippers All Black.
You don't like Chippers?
You don't like Chippers?
He's solid, but it's the same shit. You gotta be on a hype.
Who, Chippers?
Chippers be spinning, but you gotta be on a hype, bruh. He got a slap, though. He got a slap called, what that shit called? But that shit slap, bruh.
And nigga, nah, he got hell slaps. Nigga, bruh. Chippers, like, he just a real town nigga. You feel me? And it's crazy because, look, my bro said the same thing about Chippers, right? I thought this nigga was crazy. But you ain't. It's you, him, and a couple other niggas, though. It's a few other niggas, though. I was like, I thought niggas was crazy. Like, what, Chippers? Like, huh? I was like, I don't know. Because
we
don't
heard it before, though. Like, his style. Like, look at, like Sleepy D.
Oh, yeah.
We done heard it before, if you think about it. Yeah. And ain't nobody come. Sleepy D still come hard if he drops something right now.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why. See, I don't like that cliche. That cliche sound no more, bro. Like, D-Lo. Like, okay, D-Lo. He was like one of the first ones to come out with that.
He stepped it up too.
No, he be ripping stuff, bro. But, like, for a while, a lot of people from the town, bro, was like copying and mimicking that kind of style.
But see, that's why you can't.
That's why I like people like they from Oakland. Like I said, Dame Dollar, I respect him because he ain't trying to sound like your typical nigga from Oakland. You feel me? Like you got to be able to switch it up some way or another.
You know who y'all should? Zaytoven.
Oh yeah.
Zaytoven from the Bay, bro. But he got out of there, bro, and he connected with everybody. But it still don't like he. I feel like he don't tap in with the Bay no more like he should. I don't know if I'm the only one feeling like that.
I think
you feel me.
Nah,
like,
nah, you true though.
No, like with the slaps. Like he might do a track with somebody from the Bay, but it still sound like some Atlanta shit.
Yeah, cause they totally know what's up though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He can make some.
He's
shit.
He's smart, bro.
Yeah, I mean he can make some shit. Cause I think like they told him Beast to me is like a fucking hit and miss. But some shit.
Cause it's Atlanta, bro.
Some shit. Though, like that Bankroll, Fresh by Shay, Shy Grizzly, nigga. I was like, oh, this nigga going, bro. Nigga, but it just be hella like different little shit, bro. Like,
you know, we slapping on the wheel. We had to slap some C5, bro.
C5
solid. Yep, he's solid.
Y'all heard this nigga named Passwords?
Yeah, bro. You don't mess with Passwords?
I ain't heard of him.
He was a battle rapper before.
Yeah.
He from Oakland.
There's so much music, bro. It's
but
hard
he
to
cool.
keep up.
He cool. He on some lyrical stuff.
It's hard to keep up, bro, with all this music.
Yeah, who else?
I was from the, damn, who I was going to say, but that One Take Dre, man, y'all gotta tap in, man.
Yep.
This shit, look. That's that San Quentin. Hear the slap? That's all you gotta hear. That shit yanking.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's all you gotta hear, bro. Man, listen.
We might have to hook the battery up and slap it through. Listen, you feel me?
I gotta get the dreads back for this.
What?
One.
Bruh?
Nigga said California kid like Tom Brady.
Bro, he switched it up on this one, bro.
I meant to send this to y'all, man.
He switched it up on them. That's dope, bro. That's dope.
That's how I hear the beat. I'm like, yeah, he.
Nigga, Quinn's been blessed. Yeah, I mean, he definitely won. I mean, he an OG. Nigga just. Bro, I'm finna tell you right now, bro. I'm a West Coast, you understand me, young Pharaoh, bro. I'm some real life shit. There's no play shit, bro. But. Nigga, as a Californian, I'm finna keep it 100, bro. Nigga, it's a lot of haters out here, bro. Like, nigga.
Bro, everything.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, bro. I run into at least 20 of them a day. Nigga, on some weird just doing me, though. Nigga just mind his business. Nigga, get like, huh? Like, bro, it's hard not to bust nigga head wide open.
Man, bro.
But, nigga stay on his bag, though, bro. Cause nigga got kids and shit. Nigga can't be fumbling,
bro.
And shit, taking L's and shit. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. We got to take some cheat codes, bitch. We win the game.
That's why when I came out here, nigga. Bro, nigga got a whole different mindset. Cause when I came out here, bro, I had my first kid. You feel me? I'm just like, fuck all the bullshit, bro. It's like, man, it's so much times I could have went back to the town and been on that bullshit.
Right.
But I haven't, bro.
Bro, and ain't nothing changed.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, bro. I could have, it's so much time.
Niggas doing,
bro,
the same thing they was doing in old,
yeah, bro.
In old 98.
Nigga, I go back and see the same shit. I'm like, man, this shit crazy, bro.
I would tell, nigga, I was thinking about making that move, too. Bro. I don't know about Vegas, because this shit hella far.
Y'all know what? Who else? Seattle.
Seattle, even further. I'd rather go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I want to be able to just hop in the whip and go back to the. Yeah, you know I mean, not with no bullshit, but just, you know, my family out there. Because all my family up north, Fresno to like Oakland, LA, but my close family is Fresno and Oakland, though. You feel me? So, like, but if a nigga do make that move, even if I stay home, though, nigga finna be about the bag. But
I got a gambling problem, so I don't think I can move to Vegas.
But I already know, when you take your way out of Fresno, all that energy and shit, and you start just stacking your bag up, bro, be like, man, fuck home.
Nigga, it's a whole different feeling, nigga. I done clipped my dreads and shit. It's I ain't seen this nigga since when I lived by Sunnyside. I don't know if you remember.
Back there, yeah, I was
right
by
across the street.
House.
Nigga,
yeah,
it was a long time ago, bro.
Yeah, that's the east side.
Nigga, that's what I'm saying.
It was great.
Man, I was everywhere on the east, bro. I'm from the west, but nigga, I was everywhere on the east, man.
That time on the
east
side?
Was the second home, bro.
Like Friday, nigga could just walk outside, go somewhere in the ranch woods or by Sunnyside, something be cracking.
On everything.
Nigga, on end,
the east
nigga.
Was the second home, bro. That's for anybody, bro. I don't care. Man, you could be a west side baby. Man, the east was the second home.
Like Dre be talking that one, right? I said, Dre, since I met you, bro, you lived on the east.
Yeah.
Since I met you, you ain't, you feel me?
I always lived on the east, bro, but the west is the home, bro. Grew up on the west, my granny house on the west.
Yeah, I be passing by sometimes, you know.
Yeah, bro.
Every
shit,
time
bro,
I pass by, I got a snap stun of like, bro, hey, look where I'm at, bro.
Granny house, man.
You feel me?
Walking by it, everything, man.
Had my son out there, you know.
Yeah, that should be having me sick, bro. But like I always tell motherfuckers, man, the east, the second home, man. Because everybody, man, done lived on the east. Unless you just really just west.
Poor thing.
Nah, bro. Yeah, poor thing. Bro.
You gotta get out.
Even
bro. Me, like, I mean, I'm from the east, bro. But I had to get away. You feel me? I had to move to the north. To kind of, you feel me, get away.
You either move from the east to the north or the west to the east.
Mm-hmm.
Or the west to the north.
Let's helps see. You helps yeah. you take a step away and put things in a better perspective.
And just with me. It was all off a family thing, bro. I was young, though, so when my mama went, you know, we went. Yeah. I was east, went to school on the east.
I couldn't, ooh, I'm glad my mama stayed in one or two houses. Man. But it was both in the hood, though.
See, we always shot back to my granny house, right there on White's Bridge and MoDoc, bro. Shot to my granny house.
See, ooh, that's the grimies.
Like, the grimies,
because, like, the west side, like, bro, I can go out anywhere. But just to be on some real shit, like the west side, bro, like, it's nice on the west side where, Friday drop on first and you just want to go to the store, you finna bump in like 20, 30 niggas.
You know what I think part of the problem is, though?
Yeah, it was real
shit. Not even trying to be funny, because, you know, I always joke, like, ain't nothing on the west.
Remember, you know, I'm going to keep it one.
It's just, I feel like ain't nothing to do on the west. It ain't. But get drunk and gang bang.
Yeah. That's it. But look, see where my granny house set. It's in between.
It's right there by Fink White.
Bro, you can walk right to Fink White.
Yeah, because her mama used to live right there in Fink White.
All you got
to
do is cross the street, the busy street, make it a one-way. Bro, and that's what I'm saying. It was like that, bro. But I was young, bro. So by the time my granny passed away and shit, the house was gone, bro. So by the time I got older and niggas started shooting that way, man, it was already over.
Yeah.
Police did that injunction. It was already over. Niggas can go out in the hood and do what they want to do, bro.
That's crazy.
Boy, nigga, it was police on every... Nigga, it was police sitting, bro. It was their job to sit on the corner and watch niggas.
And we was just talking about how things change over the years, too, right?
It's ugly. That's
what I remember when we was, bro, high school.
Yeah.
And a couple years after that, we mobbing.
Oh, everything.
Everywhere. We in packs of like 10, 5 to 10 people, bro. Now you look out there, bro, ain't no groups of 5 or 10 walking anywhere.
Because
it's ugly, bro. Like, bro, I'm not walking nowhere, bro. It's rare when I walk to the store.
Bro, you get that ass shot off, bro.
Right, yo, head get knocked up.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, man.
Just going to the store getting
shot. And sweaty. It's crazy. Just
you got from, Uber.
Just from when Thiz passed, bro, it changed so much since then.
Mm-hmm.
I remember me and Thiz, man, we used to be on foot missions, bro, anywhere. And when you think about it, like, man, Thiz's name was ringing.
Thiz was...
Everybody's name was ringing at that time, but we was walking everywhere,
bro. Bro, even people that didn't... Look. So, my girl, she ain't know Thiz, right?
Yeah.
So, my girl used to work security.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She used to work security. She was at the food stamp thing, you feel me, on the west, over there on... was it East Street? The one right there by Rally's?
Yep.
Don't eat at that Rally's, though, bro. Them roaches be... Whew.
They need to knock that motherfucker down.
Man. So she remember working there, and one day there was a shooting out there. Pow, pow, pow. So she like, hey, I'm blocking these doors. You feel me? Like, you feel me? Come to find out years later when she met Thiz through me, it was him that was involved in the shooting. And she was like, that was you? He was like, yeah. Like, bro, Thiz was a fool, bro.
It was crazy, though, because nigga was smart. He was smart with it, but he was a fool with it.
He was stupid enough to do what he can get away with.
Yep, exactly.
He gonna push that line, but he know where the line at.
Get away, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the thing, bro.
There's a fool, crazy, bro. Missed the
cut. No, that was B Street.
Nah, that's that wasn't B Street. Street.
Man, I remember my nigga. Candy
that's E Street.
Bro.
Street, I think you're right. Yeah,
B's more over there by
that
one. Ain't it by Louis Keys more?
Yep,
Louis Keys.
See, it's something crazy. Like
that. Ain't Louis Keys?
Because nigga used to always be through Louis Key and all
that
shit.
Ain't that B Street?
It could be off of Tulare.
Because
right?
C Street go right there by Full Max.
Yeah, I think it's off of
Tulare. Yeah, C Street, Full Max.
Yep,
it's all foreign to me. You feel me?
I remember motherfucking...
that's how you were Cavaland at.
This motherfucking name... Nigga name was so hot, man. I remember this nigga Candlelight. Nigga was hella motherfuckers, right?
Which one was his Candlelight?
Oh, right there on
Hedges.
We
didn't been to too many Candlelights. Oh, yeah.
Hedges, you feel me? My nigga Stone was out there swinging that thing, man. He had Lincoln or something.
No, that was an old school I got from out here, bro.
Nigga, he swung that motherfucker.
Nigga, that motherfucker's gonna fall apart. The Brody, what's the brother's name? The Brody is out the window, snapped my whole something off. My whole handle right here. He snapped this whole thing. Oh, yo, stunner shit. I broke your shit. Man, this shit good, bro. We out here, man, for the cutty.
You know how many times, bro, there's been so many functions there. You wasn't there when when Choo Choo had his birthday party.
Oh no.
And this nigga E got hit by a car.
No, I wasn't there. I don't remember that.
Bruh, so we out there, yeah.
But I remember that on my mind.
Now that was a wild night, bruh, right? So yeah. It's me, E, my nigga E Money. You know, he from the East.
Man, where my nigga at, man?
Yeah, he's supposed to be in Bakersfield. We was trying to tap in with him, see if he was going to slide out here, bro, because we was in Bakersfield. Yeah. But, so we was, it was me, E-Money, and what's old boy's name? I forgot his name, but the one that beat up Mark. Some light-skinned cuz from the East. He got, like, colored eyes. And
that beat up Mark?
Yeah, remember Mark's baby mama, the goon
oh,
boom,
that nigga.
Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but anywho, so we the only ones from the East, bro. Right? And it's nothing but Dre family.
Yeah.
You feel me? So they all from the West. Yeah, uh-huh. There's some niggas from MODOK, yeah. Bro. Some niggas from the Pound. It's Chew birthday, so we all turning up, you feel me? And I guess E Money and Dre's brother get into it. But they both on, bro. I'm not trying to put people business out there. There was a lot more going on than just weed and drink with certain people, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it was on some weird stuff. People, they getting into it, a fight, whoop. People, walking up. Because they know I'm from the East, bro. I twist my fingers different than them, right? So me and Evie chopped it up, whoop. Oh, bro was like, oh, y'all from the... Because they try to make it an East versus West thing. So they start talking like, man, where you from, whoop? I'm like, bro, I'm from the East, bro. What you mean? He was like, oh, so you with them niggas, whoop. Uncle Joe. Had a man, hold on, this is my nephew right here. Like, remember, he was like, man, this is my nephew's. He was like, oh, you feel me? Because it's family before anything.
Or everything.
But, so we all turned up, bruh. And, old girl start, she got her whip, right? So, I guess she trying to take off or swing it or something like that. Oh, now, yeah. What happened, E? She hit you?
Something like that.
Okay, yeah. Can I tell the real story?
I
tell the real story after?
What she was driving. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a little small, like,
bro,
goldish
car.
Like
I
a tan.
This shit. Yeah.
So, E's on the top, right? Like, she going. She's not going fast, but she's still going. And, like, he... Bloop, 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 bloop.
Damn,
and he was like, hey, she hit me. Right? So, me and Swig, his brother, right? Me and Swig, we... I don't know who in the whip. I'm trying to yank somebody out there, bro. I tried swinging. It hit... Like, the window was open like this much, bro. So, I swung. I missed, and I hit the window. Ah! You feel me swigging there, trying to get in there, bloop, bloop, bloop. The big old thing happened. What really happened, though, he was on.
Yeah.
So he going Yankee, you feel me? He from Oakland, yeah, right? So he jumped on the car.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? Then she hit the gas and he rolled off.
Man, first of all, look, that just called real nigga following directions.
You feel me?
They told me, my bro Chu was like, nigga, turn up. Nigga, I turned up.
Like a vegetable.
Nigga, you feel me? Nigga flipped and all bunch of shit. I didn't know a fat nigga can get that high.
Yeah.
Nigga landed on my head and shit. They gave me like 3 narcos at the hospital and shit. You know what I mean?
But that night,
nigga,
bro.
Thought it was over.
It was about to be like 4 different fights that night, bro.
Nigga,
I think
nigga,
I was dead.
Probably,
my
bro.
My motherfucking Pumas.
She had a 10.
Yep.
Yeah, nigga. I remember that shit,
probably,
bro.
Probably, yep.
Nigga, my Pumas fell off and shit.
Yeah, it did.
Because I remember a night, man, somebody got bapped by something. Man.
I had to lace my Vans up, bro, that night. Because I seen your Puma in the middle of the street. Oh, let me tie mine real quick. We don't need to be both with one shoe on, you feel me?
Yeah, bro. But nigga got lit, though, man, you feel me?
But we done been through, man, bro. And we still here, bro. And we still here, bro. A lot of people ain't here. Rest in peace, you feel me? Rest in peace. You feel me, Thiz, Red, Ace. You feel me? Yo, bruh. You feel me?
I'm tired of hearing about this shit.
So we got to keep on doing what we're doing to keep on making it, bruh.
It's so crazy, though, when you look back, though. Nigga took that shit for granted, right?
Nigga,
what?
That's because niggas was still growing up, bruh.
Nigga didn't have no bills.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nigga paid for work or scraped the soup palace or sheets and shit.
Yep. Yeah.
And the rest was on drugs.
And alcohol.
I came out here, that's what a nigga got.
And then the coldest part, though, right? We was wasting, bro, look, we was wasting on drugs and alcohol, right? But how many people, bro, was using our drugs and alcohol at that time that we didn't even mess with, bro?
But see, and it was crazy because I was never that tight, bro. I was never that tight to let a nigga freeload off me, bro.
See, bro, I was just
I'm
so turned,
niggas hopping in my whip, hey,
bro.
I need something.
Yeah.
You got 10 on 5, 10 on... Man, all right, push so a nigga look, 5.
So my nigga Simple. E-Money, bro, he told me one of the realest things, bro. He said, he stopped in the middle. We in a function, right?
Yeah.
He said, bro, hold on a minute. So I'm like, okay, bro, what's up? He said, bro, look at all these people around us, bro. He said, 90% of these people are only with you, only cool with you, bro, because you're going to keep it lit. They know you're going to show up with the tree, with the pills, with the alcohol. They don't care. As soon as you stop doing that, bro, they're going to stop messing with you. And that's exactly what it was, too.
You got bro number?
E-Money? No, I've been hitting him on the
man,
butt.
You gotta tap in with my nigga, man.
I hit him on the butt. That's where he hit me last time.
Man, my nigga done went city to city and all this
shit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to tap in with him next week when I do the work release program at Bakersfield.
Yeah.
See where
he live out there?
He was supposed to, yeah. That's where he got hit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
Hopefully he's still good, though. He hit me like a month ago. He was in Madeira. He was chilling out there. Yep.
Nigga, I remember when motherfucking Butler Park had parties and shit. Smacking over there.
That shit started slowing down by the time I left.
Yeah.
All that on 4th of July and shit. Cause
I think somebody got shot or something.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and it was never like that, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It started slowing down, bro. Yup, bro, that shit was, man, that was a go-to spot for this,
man. Man, it was
everybody, nigga, nobody at home. Everybody at Butler Park.
I used to always slip through the east, bro.
Lawn chairs in the front yard. Everybody just chilling.
It was smacking, like. And for all you ignorant motherfuckers, Fresno is not small, bro. Like, look, I'm from the town. I came out the cool sheet in Oakland. First fist fight shootout in Oakland. I was raised in Oakland. However, I did spend half my raising seasons and times in Fresno, too. So, with that being said.
The East, to be exact.
Oh, with that being said, though.
You forgot what you were going with
this,
huh?
This ain't no little punk-ass, like, county city, bro. No, we up there, bro. We, like, the fifth biggest city in California.
Niggas the meth capital of the world.
It might be higher.
You sure? No, because before it's like Sacramento or some shit.
Oh, yeah, that's facts.
You feel me? And, nigga, this ain't no, you feel me? Like, nigga, you be at a red light, get your whole head knocked off,
bro. Hell yeah, bro.
So you got to tiptoe around this motherfucker, you know what I mean? And just stay, you know what I'm saying, focused and don't fuck with hella demons, bro, because it's hella demons.
That's all it is, bro. Man.
Even family members. you know what I mean?
Told you, bro. Family don't mean nothing, bro.
You can't be
family's only family, bro, if they really, like, got that connection with you and really care for you, bro.
Let me tell you, man.
Because I got family right now. If I see him, bro, it's on site, bro. It's on demand. Straight up.
I'm not smacking no family members, bro.
I will.
Unless they...
What do you mean? Pop them? No. I mean, I'll smack them.
No, I will.
Damn,
bro, they swung on moms and pops.
Yeah. Oh,
you gone. You out of there.
Yeah, how you going to swing on your... Nah, man, them the elders,
mm-hmm.
man.
Right.
You can't disrespect
you
no
feel
elders.
Me? So that's why
disrespect
I need that.
Disrespect me before you disrespect my mama, bro. You
feel me?
Now, that's a so whole I different need level. That.
Yeah. Pops done whooped them already and everything. They still, you feel me? So when I see him, one of them trying to be cool right now, right? The oldest one?
Yeah.
He trying to be cool. He got 2 strikes. He just got out the pen. I said, bro, if I see him, I'm throwing that fastball. If you strike out, that's on you. I need
mama,
that, bro.
My mama, bro.
Straight up.
Bro, my mama. But that's why I be telling motherfuckers out here, like Fresno small, man. Once you leave and get on, Fresno small, but that small area, bro, it's so much that can go down in that small area, bro.
Hella bullshit.
Man, hella bullshit, dog. Like, it was crazy, because I used to, when I look back, I'm like, man, a nigga lucky to just be here, bro, because I done lived around, because anywhere in Fresno, you can live around, you can have your hater next door, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You could walk out. Door. Man, nigga, I used to walk out, bro. I used to walk out and see them haters, nigga, just riding by. I'm like, damn, them niggas didn't see me this time. Next day, walk by. Them niggas didn't see me this time. Nigga, I was so lucky, bro. It's crazy, bro, thinking back. Because when I think back, if I leave Vegas right now, I go back to Fresno, nigga, I feel any time my head can get knocked off. Because that's what usually happens, bro.
Yep.
When you go back and out there playing. But I don't play, though, bro. Even when I was out there, bro. Niggas knew. But okay, but you would get seen anywhere. Like I said, from the west, but I lived on the east.
But you gonna run into somebody,
Man, especially these days, bro.
And the east where it's cracking. So
that's what I'm saying. Everybody on the east, bro. East or the north, but the north, for some reason, the north feel more. spaced out to me.
It feels different.
You feel me?
It's different.
You feel me? Like,
you can hide in the cuts.
Yeah, you
can. On the east, we in the cuts. It's all cuts.
On the east, wherever you go.
Because, look, this is so crazy, bro. Me and my older brother, right? We knows this shit. But it's so crazy. We've been friends for a minute where we knows it kind of late. Yeah. Like, when you on Lane Street and shit. Because on Lane Street, while I was living there, in my prime, it was 3P's, Mo'd Out niggas, Lane Street niggas. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the little function. Like, even when niggas move in that wasn't supposed to be in there, like in the ranch woods. See, what happened was, the bitch should get Section 8, move in the ranch woods on the wineries, and fuck around and have a party and shit. And them niggas get, it's a lot of incidents. So, nigga, I say this though, right? Look. We in the car with some bitches and shit. And we at Peach and Olive. I was like, yeah, take me back to the east. She drive back to Lane, shit, boom. Next day, take me back to the east, back forth, right? She said, why do you call that the east? But it's just like right down the street. I was like, you know what it is, but like it don't, even when you on Peach and Olive, it don't feel like you're on the east side.
It don't feel like you're borderline Clovis.
You feel me? It don't
North
E
Clovis.
Boys what?
Close the door, bro.
Like, try to slide on. But yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, like, and it's crazy because I used to be on Peach and Olive too. Yeah, nigga, I'm from Modoc, bro. Think about that, bro. And it was crazy. Like, I'm still living, dog. Like,
and it's crazy. You know how many people used to be on Peach and Olive, bro?
Man, everybody.
Hell of shit popping up.
Bro, we used to.
What's them apartments called?
Crystal Falls.
Yeah, see, I gotta get my remember my mind.
So, bro, we used to hit.
Everybody used to be in there, bro.
The Super Freaks with your boy that got the pacemaker.
Niggas know, man.
What happened?
Niggas, the nigga that we was gonna hop on in the mall.
Niggas telling my story.
You feel me?
What happened?
Remember the nigga we was gonna hop on in the mall?
Oh, did he get to with JT or something?
JT with Gouda. Hollywood was there.
You talk about my nigga.
Where he at?
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Mexican Hollywood.
Yeah.
He I think he in Selma still.
He cool and shit though.
He cool. I hit him like a week ago.
Oh, okay.
He working, you feel me?
That was my nigga. Like when JT passed, like we really got connected though.
Yeah. That's what JT will do for you, bro. Even when he wasn't here. Rest in peace, man. JT like weed. He gonna bring people together.
I hate talking about it because, man, all my nigga supposed to be here, man.
Yeah.
It ain't no, you can't make him like he was, bro.
He was a different,
for real,
different
like,
breed, bro.
He was cool, man.
They take the good one first.
Man, that means I'm a bad one. Because my nigga was supposed to come out. Cuz called me the night before, bro. Like, Stunner, I'm trying to come out there with you, man. Call Star. Like, man, call my sister, man. Call Star, man. I'm trying to be out there with you. I'm telling him, like, man, come out here. He's like, what y'all doing? I talked to him the same night, man. Same night I talked to him, man. He was like, man. Then once that shit happened, I'm like, man, he supposed to be in out here, bro. Crazy, but he couldn't get out here. I promise you, bro.
Man, I ain't finna lie. Like,
shit had me sick, dog.
When I first heard, I wanted to kill. Because, you know, you hear something. The nigga just told me. I walked in my mama's house. Mom's like, nigga, the phone been hot. I'm like, huh? I left the celly, right? Like, nigga, your phone blowing up. So I'm thinking it's some type of phone. I forgot who called me. It was somebody, though. I'm not finna lie to you. I forgot. Nigga, I was hot. Niggas told me JT was gone. So I'm thinking, you know, JT. I'm thinking it's some phone.
Yeah, my niggas.
So I was like, who was he with? Who was the last, you feel me? Nigga, it got me on some real shit. Then, nigga went out like a hero, man. You feel me?
Yeah, on everything. And I heard he drowned trying to. First thing I heard, because I called Unc and everybody. I called family, man. Like, what's going on? Because. He family, man. I'm telling you, like, JT family, man. So I called family, like, man, what's going on, man? They didn't even know, though. It was weird, because when I called them, because I got the call, I forgot who called me, bro. But then I called Uncle Jeroy, and he was like, man, what happened, man? What happened? I'm like, man, they said JT drowned, and I'm sick, because he was telling me that night before that he might go to the lake. I didn't think of it nothing like that. Like, man, just I didn't think of it like that, bro. I didn't think of it like that, bro. But if it was anything else, man, I ought to be locked up right now. On everything.
Man.
And that ain't even no question. But then when they say he went out like a hero and shit, I'm like, man, that's JT. all I kept saying, man, that's Jake, man, that's it. And my fiance, man, I was telling her about him all the time. She just be like, man, I wish I could have met him. Because JT was trying to get out here, bro, on everything. He was like, man, son, I'm trying to, because when I was out there, I was trying to put him on, like, man, get this job and shit like that.
He was trying to right before, bro.
I remember.
He covered out the application, bro.
Yeah, he used to call me. Like, man, I just ran into a whoop, man. This nigga can try to, like that, man.
He was trying to put applications, bro. He was like, hey, how do you spell that? I was like, bro, come on, bro.
Look, bro. Whole time
deals, how you don't know how to spell your name? Nah, just
whole
playing.
Time deals was locked up. We was writing, bro, back and forth all the time. I was tapped in with him, writing him all the time. And then when he told me he was getting out, man, I'm like, man, that's cool. And he got out the same nigga. Them low-ass twisties. I'm like, bro, what is you doing?
Either chop them off or
you see the picture?
Bro.
I got pictures with him when we took him to Aldo's, man. We took this to Aldo's, bro.
Oh, that boy was turned.
And he wearing Max Cheddar. Mm-hmm. Certain shit like that, man. That shit got me sick, bro. But
man, but we coming to an end, you feel me?
Yeah.
I forgot we was on this thing, bro.
Too,
bro. Chopping it up like that, you feel me?
Man, we do this all the time.
All the time, bro. But we're going to wrap up this little episode, you feel me?
Yeah, we getting another one in, man.
Oh, yeah, we got to.
Over the phone, whatever. Recipes J, motherfucking T.
This, bro.
Real nigga right there, man.
Yes, sir. Real nigga, man, we out of here, man.
Yeah, we out this thing, man.
God bless.